afternoon. I'm Sean Beter. It's 12:07, and this is Midday Matters Art-Centric on WBOY Fort Wayne. Thanks very much for being with us. Hope your Friday is going very well so far. With me, of course, Julia Meek in studio. And Julia, how are you this Friday afternoon?
I possibly could not be better, and thank you for asking, Sean. And you know, especially because it's the very first Friday in June, and that calls for a summer fest quest on this first Friday art-centric edition of Midday Matters, led by Steve Penhallow, arts writer and editor at Britain Marketing and Design Group. And he has quite the nose for such detective work, so be ready to hear all about IPFW's Riverfest in this first segment with their event manager, Sarah Payne. And then in our second segment, we'll be checking out Fort Wayne's 16th annual Barbecue Rib Fest with its proud coordinator, Mark Chappius. But first, as we love to do, you looked worried I might forget this one this week, Sean. Quick pick art tip to suggest. We know you can't possibly keep track of everything artsworthy on the local music scene and art scene, so we like to uncover these hidden gems that you just might miss. So what's your pick, Sean?
Julia, you know I'm a blues guy.
I know you are. You blues.
Exactly. And Velvet Soul is playing tonight. It's an all-blues set starting at 8 p.m. at 4D's Bar and Grill. That's 1820 West DuPont Road. At Velvet Soul, they're going to be covering Al Green, Aretha Franklin, B.B. King, Billie Holiday, Rihanna, of all people. Be interested to hear that. Alicia Keys and so many more. So Velvet Soul show tonight at 8 p.m., 4D's Bar and Grill. That's my pick for this week.
And blue becomes you, and that sounds like a great concert, Sean. And I'm actually going to the other end of the county pretty near and suggesting the final installment of the Unitarian Universalists Music on Old Mill concert series, which features the Dave Latshaw Trio, and that's tomorrow, Saturday, June 8th, and starts at 7:30 at the Unitarian Church. And if you have a season pass, then you're already in free. And otherwise, tickets are available at the door for $10 general and $5 students. It really great music with the Dave Latshaw Trio. And, of course, a lovely venue at the UU. That's tomorrow night, 7:30 p.m. at the Unitarian Universalist Meeting House, 5310 Old Mill Road.
That's a mouthful.
It is, but and well worth it. Yeah, it's a great concert series. Be happy to end in that kind of good style. And now, speaking of good style, it is a fest quest we're on with our favorite art sleuth, Britain Marketing and Design Group, Steve Penhallow. Now, how is the jolly month of June treating you, Steve?
Fantastic so far. It's young, but I have hope. I usually end the month feeling really depressed, but no, I'm just kidding. Actually, I think it's going to be great. We have some summer fest stuff going on here at WBOI, and in the studio with us is Sarah Payne, project manager for IPFW Riverfest. And thank you for coming in. I appreciate it.
It's my pleasure.
All right, so we're going to spend this entire time talking about what's not coming back. No, I'm just kidding. I know.
You wouldn't even do it. No, we have so much new.
I know. So I'm looking at this thing, and I guess I'm just going to cherry pick this Cardboard Regatta. What is this?
Yes, this is a new event for this year, and we are actually encouraging folks to get out and make a boat entirely out of cardboard. They can use cardboard, they can use duct tape, and they can use paint. And yes, it will float. We are not the first to invent cardboard regattas. They've been around for a long time, but we're the first to bring it to Fort Wayne. So we're really excited. Mm-hmm. We are inviting any age group, basically 7 and up. There's all kinds of opportunities for people to get involved. And for those folks that aren't engineers and at heart and want to build a boat but don't know how to go about doing that, they can go to our website. And there's a very, very detailed listing of how do you build a boat, what kind of materials, and we even have a sponsor who's provided us with some cardboard, so we can really give everyone all the support they need to make that boat happen. And then for those people who are not going to do some pre-building, they can actually come out on June 22nd and build a boat on site. So there's going to be a category for those folks who are just building. They have 2 hours and they can build a boat and give it a try in the water. So I think we're going to see an exciting event to watch as well for those people who are a little less adventurous, but it is a really cool way. Our mission is to get people to embrace all kinds of river activities, and right. We think this is a really cool new way to get out onto the water.
I love this idea. We haven't had anything quite like this on the water in a while. They used to do this sort of thing in Fort Wayne, but so this is a kind of a return to a traditional thing for Fort Wayne.
It is, and it's a partnership with the IPFW Alumni Association, and we just love their creativity and support. So it's going to be a really cool event.
Now, before we go on to anything else on this brochure, tell us first of all, because you were telling us off the air that this is in a new place, so people don't want to go to the old place and play amid the construction. They want to go to the new place. So where is this taking place this year?
Absolutely. That's one of our most important things to get the word out about, because in the past, we've always been blessed to have the event at IPFW right there near Venderlee Bridge, visible from Coliseum Boulevard. This year, due to some construction, that entrance into IPFW is not even going to be open for the event. So right. We're encouraging people, if they come in at either of the two other entrances at IPFW, they're going to be really close to where the event's going to be.
Sure.
We're going to be towards the north end of campus. I think it's going to be a really treat for people who are not used to coming out to campus,
right,
because it is in the heart of where a lot of the new growth on campus is, and it's beautiful. If anyone has been to the Scan Garden back there behind Reinhardt in the Williams Theater area, it is a beautiful place. And so that's going to be really where the heart of Riverfest is this year, and really gives us an opportunity to embrace beautiful vistas of the river like we've never done before, really.
Mm-hmm.
So there's also great grass and shade and a lot of place for families to just really come out and enjoy. So I think that although it is all new, once people get out there and see it, they are not going to miss the old location at all.
That's great. So now I'm seeing this thing, Fun in Motion. I'm usually interested in fun in perfect stillness on my couch. Tell me about Motion. I don't know anything about that.
Well, for those people who embraced our beach party last year, we are actually transitioning, again, because we have so much beautiful grass and shade areas, and we're going to do this Fun in Motion area, which is going to provide kids with lots of activities to get them moving. And we'll have one of our most popular things from last year was our trampoline bungee jumping.
Is that coming back?
That'll be back.
That was great.
We've got lots of rock climbing walls, a Velcro wall, lots of different opportunities for kids to really get moving in ways that are really fun and unique.
Sure.
And the greatest thing about this and most things at Riverfest is it's all free.
Yeah.
So I think a lot of people are really surprised when they come out at what a great time they can have. And really, admission is free, parking is free, all
right,
of these activities are free. And there's a couple of things that are charges, and of course, you want to bring a little food because the festival favorite foods are fantastic. But it's everything else is free.
Looking at the whole great big picture of things, the mission of the IPFW Riverfest is to preserve and protect and promote the three rivers, which we love and embrace. Can you tell us how that kind of awareness and education is all raised?
Yes, absolutely. One of the things that we're most proud about with Riverfest is, we're building an enthusiasm for river preservation by really getting people involved. And I think that the biggest aha moment for our guests is how beautiful the rivers are. And so one of my favorite things that we provide, and I know one of the favorite things for our guests, is we actually have pontoon boat rides that they can take all day long. There are canoe and kayak opportunities for people to take all day long. So again, it depends on your adventure level. You can build your own cardboard boat. You can utilize the canoe and kayak races. We do have races, but we also have just an opportunity for those people who are not new to or not familiar with canoe and kayak boating to try them out. And then, of course, the pontoon boat rides are beautiful and very popular.
That's great. And now Music Fest is coming back. I love that, just it, especially at night, there's just something about that whole thing around the bridge, and it's very cool. Very, very cool.
Makes
yes. I think it's just, if you want to see Fort Wayne in its best light, that's one of the places to go. And
absolutely, it's a party by the river. We actually have live music that runs up most of the day,
right?
And but it's a great way for us to kind of transition from that daytime fun into the night. Our fireworks show is always fantastic, and it will be again this year.
Right.
And so I think you're right. It's a great party by the river, and we just love it.
That's great. So now, if I remember correctly, in the past, did you had kind of torches or what, something like that going on? You're doing
we
that?
Do.
All right.
Yes,
well, good.
Cauldrons.
I didn't want to bring up something you stopped doing the risk of we'd have to erase it and start over again.
Yes, we have cauldrons of fire that we put into the river. And so it's not just your standard fireworks show.
Right.
We're planning to do those this year. We, you know, we're still adjusting our sails a little bit to this new location. Like I said, we've got lots of trees, which are beautiful shade during the day, but we're working around them for the fireworks show to make sure that the visibility is perfect for everyone that comes out, especially for those cauldrons, because they are really popular.
Right. Are you surprised by, I think I've asked you this before, but it seems like whenever there's a new festival in Fort Wayne, there's a long kind of ramp up, you know, people sort of discover it and it, you know, every year it grows a little bit. This seems to have grown really, really fast. I mean, is that a correct impression?
Absolutely. Yeah. I think most people would be surprised to know this is only its fourth year.
Yeah.
So, you know, it really has grown so fast. And I really attribute that to the fact that obviously there was a need in the community for it. You know, people were really excited about embracing what we're doing to engage people in the rivers. And so I think that I think it holds true to that fact of we were really just providing something that people wanted.
Sure.
But yeah, I mean, every year it just shocks us with the amount of positive reception and the attendance is always fantastic,
yeah.
And sponsorship support is fantastic. We couldn't do it without our generous sponsors. So, yeah, we really have been so thrilled with the response.
Sure. And so do you take attendance figures? How do you tabulate that, or is it rough estimate kind of deal?
It is rough estimate. Because we don't charge attendance, and we don't charge for parking, it is a very challenging thing to estimate.
Right.
We estimated last year around 25,000 participants, but it is tough. You know, we guesstimate.
Yeah.
We have some ways that we judge. We actually also work with some of our food vendors who go all around doing food sales, so they can give us some estimates on how their food sales are and all of that. But yeah, we are just thrilled with the support.
That's great. That's great. What's sort of the long term? I mean, when you kind of, I always ask people when it's like, okay, you've done this in 4 years. Do you have like another 5-year plan? Are you guys talking about, you know, wouldn't it be great if someday ... I mean,
you know, I think our long-term plan is really more about what the city is doing. You know, the city and the county both are really doing a lot of different initiatives. You know, the plans behind the scene for riverfront development are just outstanding. There's lots of great people who are really have this in their heart. And so I think what Riverfest can do to supplement that enthusiasm is most important. So, you know, that is our goal. But I think there is so much momentum right now and so much interest in doing some riverfront development for all of Fort Wayne that Riverfest can really just spark the enthusiasm.
Sure.
We need to take a quick break. We'll continue this conversation when we return. And of course, we'd love it if you got in touch with us this hour. You can find lots of information about what we're talking about today on our Facebook page, facebook.com/middaymatters, where you can also ask a question or post a comment. You can tweet us at Midday Matters, or if you'd like to send an email along, it's middaymatters@nipr.fm. Stay with us, back in 2 minutes.
On Fresh Air, you'll hear conversations that you won't hear anywhere else.
Do you understand love?
Well, I understand caring. See, most of my relationships are more intellect, and to me, love is caring.
Posing questions to fascinating people like Temple Grandin and giving them the time to answer on Fresh Air.
Fresh Air, weekdays at 1 on WBOI.
Can we survive a mass extinction? I'm Ira Flatow. Join me on Science Friday for a chat with Annalee Newitz on making it through the big one, the really big one. Plus, where did the French learn winemaking? Tracking French wine culture back to around 500 BC. It's all on Science Friday from NPR. Every Friday afternoon at 2 on Northeast Indiana Public Radio, WBOI.
Support for this program on WBOI is provided by United Way of Allen County,
announcing this year's Spirit of Giving Award recipient, B.F. Goodrich, USW Local 715. That's what it means to live united. UnitedWayLNCounty.org.
Support for this program on WBOI is provided by Reinbold and Anderson, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC. Are you saving enough for retirement? More information on Reinbold and Anderson on the web at reinboldandanderson.com.
It's Midday Matters, arts-centric on WBOI. I'm Sean Beter. With me, of course, Julia Meek. And Julia, we have a fine show. We're rolling along here.
Rolling down the river, you might say.
You might say.
And we are enjoying a conversation, a fantastic conversation with Sarah Payne, who is the event manager of IPFW's Riverfest, which is always a wonderful tradition. At only 4 years old, it has come a long way. Everybody has such wonderful fun enjoying and appreciating your hard work, Sarah. We know this is a family-friendly event, obviously, but tell us in particular some of the particular festive family things that are happening.
Well, I will tell you, one of the things, you know, we discussed a lot of ways for kids to get moving. Mm-hmm. That is, you know, always a treat. But we also have great educational stations for kids. Our Family Fest area has always been a popular part of Riverfest, and we encourage local groups to come out and interact with families in a way that is both fun and educational. Mm-hmm. And so we're thrilled to have that area back again this year. And so that is going to be a especially popular area for the families. The other thing that we're doing that is new this year is our Farm to Fork area. And Farm to Fork is a new initiative that is really hitting Fort Wayne in a way that really we were even unsure about. We've expanded the area several times, and we've actually done some farm equipment at Riverfest since its inception. And the thought was because we want to educate people about the impact that farming has on river quality. And so we've always had these really wonderful giant farm machinery pieces that are out, and kids just love them. You know, it's something that they don't get to see every day, and there's all kinds of ways for them to interact and understand it a little bit better. But we've expanded that area even more fully, and we've always also partnered with YLNI to bring out their farmers market to the day. And this year, we're also partnering with Noble County CVB, and they are bringing out 10 of their Farm to Fork participants. So we will end up having about 35 farmers market participants. We'll also have a petting area for people to come out and embrace the farm animals. We have pony rides and, of course, the farm equipment. So very family-friendly area, and, again, something new, but it also, at the same time, very educational.
For kids of all ages.
Kids of all ages, absolutely.
Yeah, it was something we were talking about before the break. You were talking about this desire of people to be on the rivers. And I remember a Facebook friend of mine saying a couple days ago that she had to wait 2 hours for a seat at the deck at Halls on a weeknight. And it's like people so much want to sit by the river and enjoy the rivers. And, you know, and people obviously have been talking about riverfront development forever. So you're hoping that maybe this festival spearheads that or kind of gooses that along a little bit?
Yeah, and, you know, our community leaders have been focused on this initiative for quite some time. But, you know, we understand that getting the community to also embrace it is equally important. So, we've been really thoughtful about this this year in particular, where because we have more space to spread out, we've actually really specifically planned areas that are just quiet, mm-hmm. where people can really just sit and enjoy the water, you know, if they don't want to take a pontoon boat ride That has been an issue in the past.
Sure.
You know, we always have long lines for those rides,
yeah,
too.
Sure.
So even as people are waiting, they can really enjoy it. And like I said, the educational stations are just fantastic. There's a lot of different water preservation groups in Fort Wayne, which mm-hmm. we're lucky to have, and most every single one of them will be at Riverfest talking about everything from what you can do to improve water quality to fishing the rivers mm-hmm. to boating. I mean, it's really going to be very eye-opening.
And we just have, unfortunately, a few minutes left to, be tempted to come to this festival, of course, but why don't you give us a real quick recap of who, what, when, where, and why?
Perfect. Well, I just want to remind everybody, it is on June 22nd. Believe it or not, we do cram everything into one day. So come early, stay late, go to our website. It's very important, and that's ipfwriverfest.org. And you can go online to register for certain events. We're doing a new mud run this year, which we haven't talked about, but it's an important, exciting part. The cardboard regatta you can sign up for. We have actually a family-friendly 4K, a kids 400 race with Fort for Fitness. I mean, our website is really going to give you just a wealth of knowledge and opportunity to get involved. Mm-hmm. And that's really the biggest piece, is just getting people out there knowing to not be afraid when they drive on Coliseum and they don't see us right away. We are there June 22nd. Just get into campus and you'll be able to easily find where we are.
Okay. Don't worry about the fact that you can't get in from the Coliseum entrance, because that is closed.
Yeah.
But just take the east side entrance and...
You're exactly right. Don't be deterred.
Well, we do need to take a quick break here for the news. We'll have much more when we return, and we certainly hope you'll get in touch this hour by going to our Facebook page, facebook.com/middaymatters. You can always send us an email, middaymatters@nipr.fm, or send us a tweet @middaymatters. Stay with us. More to come.
On Fresh Air, you'll hear conversations that you won't hear anywhere else.
Do you understand love?
Well, I understand caring. See, most of my relationships are more intellect, and to me, love is caring.
Posing questions to fascinating people like Temple Grandin and giving them the time to answer on Fresh Air.
Fresh Air, weekdays at 1 on WBOI.
Good afternoon. I'm Katie Anderson with WBOI News. The Ball State University Board of Trustees has approved a 2% tuition increase for each of the next 2 years. The 20,000-student school says the increase approved Thursday is the lowest at Ball State in 37 years. Tuition for undergraduates will increase by $90 per semester next school year and $92 in 2014. The Indiana Commission for Higher Education recommended no more than a 2% increase. Indiana University trustees approved a 1.75% tuition increase Wednesday, and Ivy Tech Community College trustees approved a more than 8% tuition increase Thursday. Purdue has frozen tuition on its main campus. The Ball State trustees also approved the 2013-2014 budget, including a 3% increase for salaries for faculty and a 2.5% increase for professional staff in its meeting. The Indiana National Guard has named its first ever African-American general. As Indiana Public Broadcasting's Brandon Smith reports, Wayne Black says he does not see himself as a trailblazer.
A graduate of the Citadel, Wayne Black joined the Indiana National Guard in 1996. He is now the Assistant Adjutant General. Black says he doesn't feel any added pressure as the Indiana Guard's first African-American general, in part because he didn't ever feel like there was a ceiling to his advancement.
But I can understand how others may feel like, I don't see anyone at these levels that look like me or close to me. Therefore, the ability to reach those levels may be somewhat far-fetched.
Black says part of his role as a leader, regardless of his skin color, is to mentor those who serve under him. Still, he says he's glad his promotion is receiving attention.
It shows that the Indiana National Guard is a forward-moving organization, forward-moving structure.
Black's official promotion ceremony takes place July 13th. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Brandon Smith.
An 8-year veteran of the Indiana Board of Education is leaving at the end of her term this month. Joe Blackatore said Wednesday that she will not ask Governor Mike Pence to be reappointed to the board. Blackatore is one of five members whose terms expire at the end of this month. The Republican governor appoints 10 members of the state school board. Democratic school superintendent Glenda Ritz chairs the policymaking panel. Republican lawmakers backed off efforts earlier this year to dilute her position on the board. Blackatore says she plans to continue pushing for school vouchers and other education changes as the leader of a group called Indiana Parents for Education. And staffers of a northern Indiana animal sanctuary are mourning the death of a lion that had lived there for nearly two decades. Black Pine Animal Sanctuary Director Lori Gagan says the lioness named Nala was euthanized Wednesday after an examination found cancer had spread throughout her body. Nala was 19 years old and had lived at the sanctuary near the Noble County town of Albion since she was about 6 months old. Gagan tells the Journal-Gazette that a northwestern Indiana couple was trying to raise her as a family pet, and she was set to be euthanized as the couple divorced until a judge contacted the sanctuary. Gagan says Nala was the matriarch of Black Pine and was among its first animals. Today in Fort Wayne, we can expect partly sunny skies throughout the day with a high of 74. Overnight, we can expect mostly cloudy skies with a low around 50. And for your weekend, sunny skies on Saturday with a high near 77. Tomorrow evening, we'll have a low of 60. And for Sunday, there's a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Otherwise, partly sunny with a high near 81. And showers are likely on Sunday evening with a low of 63. You're listening to Midday Matters on 89.1 WBOI and online at nipr.fm.
It's 12:34. I'm Sean Beter. You're tuned to Midday Matters on WBOI Fort Wayne. Thanks very much for being with us on this Friday, June 7th. With me, of course, it's Julia Meek. And Julia, a great show so far and a tasty one henceforth.
It's so tasty. And in honor of the fast approaching summer season, it's a first Friday Fest Quest. Plenty of festivals to look for. We are being led, of course, by our favorite art-centric gumshoe, Steve Penhallow, arts writer and editor at Britain Marketing and Design Group. So what tale and or trail are we on now, Steve?
Well, we have Mark Chappius in the studio here, and I'm going to say president and CEO of Barbecue Rib Fest, but I'm not sure what the exact title might be.
I wouldn't say.
How would I describe it?
I am actually kind of one of the originals. Had gone to Toledo, Ohio.
Sure.
And they had a big rib fest there. And I looked around and I said, there were about 100,000 people there.
Oh, yeah.
And everybody had a big smile on their face. And I started looking around and my nose started going crazy.
Sure.
And I looked at, walked up to one of the booths and the guys are flipping these delicious looking ribs and looked over to the side and there was a stack of trophies, about a ton and a half of, of weight to these things from all of them that they'd won.
Sure.
And I said, okay, I get it. Humans love great barbecue.
Yeah.
So that's kind of how it started. We brought it back to town. We had a beautiful weekend, just like shaping up this week.
Sure.
For the German Fest, and the rest is history. We had about 14,000 people show up, and we said, yeah, I think this is going to work. And so 16 years later, here we go.
It's it's one of these things where I've been in this city long enough that I actually remember that first Rib Fest and chatting with you about the impetus for it. And here we are 16 years later. I mean, it's incredible.
It really is incredible. Yeah. And it's so rewarding for us, the board folks, that when we're out around town, people say, hey, we just love the Rib Fest and we look so forward to going every year. And, our kids love it. And the food's great, and the environment, the crowd. You know, it's interesting with the Rib Fest. You have the German Fest and the Greek Fest, but we say we're a people fest.
Right.
And again, it just kind of goes back to the fact that, people love great barbecue. There's something about that flavor probably that started back, obviously, in the caveman days.
Right, sure.
They discovered fire, and they're like, "Wow, this stuff's really good now."
Right, right.
So
it's a chance to put your utensils down for the day.
It sure is. Get a little messy and have some fun. Listen to some great music.
Yeah. Now, what it's interesting. These rib fests and barbecue events always seem to go hand in hand with blues music for some reason, or R&B or that kind of stuff. I mean, tell me a little bit about that. What's going on there?
I'm not totally sure, other than I think, a lot of this kind of came out of the Memphis, Tennessee, Texas area, which is, or Louisiana even, which is kind of a hotbed for the blues.
Right.
And so I think we took on a blues, brews, and barbecue moniker, some years ago. And believe me, there's a whole bunch of them around the country, blues, views, and barbecue. The barbecue festival's really exploded nationally for the reason that we just talked about being great stuff.
So tell me a little bit about one thing I always talk to you about every year is who are there new vendors that are coming in this year?
Actually, we do have we've got one new vendor, and then we had brought in another vendor last year,
right.
And he's out of South Carolina.
Okay.
He's also been on Barbecue Pit Masters. You can see him on nationally syndicated TV right now.
Right.
That's Solomon Williams, and he's the Carolina Rib King.
Oh, that's right.
King Solomon.
Yeah.
So kind of goes along with it, too.
Kind of a barbecue celeb, this guy.
Yeah, he absolutely is. I mean, he's, people say, "Hey, I saw you on TV the other day," and, that kind of thing, too. And a couple of them have just been so darn good over the years. Desperados was
very
with us
popular.
The very first year.
Yep.
An amazing grilling team. And just a lot of the others that we've got, but they travel a circuit, and we've tried to scour for the very best. We've got a couple of teams out of Texas, and they have their own brand of barbecue as well. And I've learned so much over the years, about the rubs, and some of them have vinegar that they use. We've actually got a team out of Ohio that every slab of ribs, barring mom or dad not approving for the kids, they put a little squirt of Jack Daniels on it. and they've got it in the spray bottles, and they give it a little blast, and it really does impart a very special flavor.
No wonder they like it so much. Oh my gosh.
It all sounds too good to be true, and yet it is true. And speaking of our rivers, as we were in the first segment talking about Riverfest, this venue has to be awfully special for you to use.
It's a great venue. The day that we found out that Headwaters Park was moving to to that location, we said, "Hey, we're on board. We want to support the downtown. It's a great central location, and people just love it down there. It's they're great to work with, the Headwaters Park people, and it's just been really gratifying to see that project become such an integral part of the downtown scene and part of Fort Wayne.
That's fantastic. And now I'm looking through the brochure here, and I notice you always have at least one local vendor, and it looks like Timmy's is it.
Yeah, actually we've got two local vendors. Timmy has been in with us for a number of years now. He's out of Garrett, does some great things, and he's even gotten into touring, and in our guide that we have distributed throughout town through some of our sponsors, you can see him holding some of his trophies. But he does a great job, and we're real pleased to have him back. And we have the Grable Inn in Wrigley Field.
Oh, okay.
Apparently there's some they're related somehow, so they said, "Hey, why don't we pair up and let's show them what we can do this year?" And so they're really proud to compete too. And
That's great.
We have People's Choice and celebrity rib judging coming up during the event.
We want to remind our listeners that you can get in touch with us if you have a question or comment to pass on. Go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/MiddayMatters. Of course, you can always send us a tweet at Midday Matters. And if you'd like to send us an email this hour, please do. It's middaymatters@nipr.fm.
And you seem to have a knack for making this sound so easy. You had a great idea. You established a great festival. And here we're sitting here 16 years later, continuing the tradition. But just what goes into, through the year, putting such a festival together?
Well, it's you know, it's as it continues to grow, it becomes a pretty daunting task. Mm-hmm. And actually, my wife works with me on the event, and she does, you know, she does the invoicing and does a lot of the operational type of things. And we've got some great board people that assist us on the, with the entertainment side. And you know, sponsors are always a challenge, as we know, in particular in the current economy. And we say it every year with our group as we acknowledge our sponsors. It's true. We can't do it without them. You guys know that. We know it. It's just so very important. You know, the magnitude of the expenses that for the park and the advertising and the, you know, the electricity and the panels and the security and the, you know, just all the things that go into putting on a major event. And, you know, we're pleased to say that after going into our 16th year, we've had maybe one or two really minor incidents that were of any note whatsoever. So there's something about that, Julia, when you talked about and why the blues go along with it. I think one of the things, by the time you get a great belly full of barbecue, for lack of a better, more proper
like
term.
That term.
There aren't any proper terms. Don't even.
Get a great belly full of barbecue, and you kind of kick back to some blues music. Now, some of ours is, we call it rock and blues, but a lot of it's, you know, it's a mellower kind of a sedative type of music in some respects. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's not, you know, heavy metal for any at all. But right. And you do that, so you're not really like in a fight mood, I guess. I mean, and we've had just little to none of that. We just have lots of smiles and lots of families and lots of fun.
Now, tell me about, since we've covered two of the bees, tell me about the brews. What do we have for beer and other?
Well, we said we were the ultimate in brews and barbecue, and we do have ice cold brews available. Scott Downs is a guy, speaking of the operational side, he handles all of that for us and does a great job, so we know we can count on him, and he scours, and we've got a lot of really good brews, some imported brews this year.
Great.
We kind of switch them around every year. Some of them people may not have heard of as much. I mean, Molson's a good Canadian. We've had Molson in the past, and you know, we've got some Line and Kugel going this year again, and one called Third Shift, which is
seen the billboards.
Yeah. So it's coming on and quite tasty, and so we'll have plenty for everybody.
That's great. So who, in terms of entertainment, who is there? Are there some new additions to that whole thing?
Well, you know, we are really excited about our entertainment this year, and that's one of the areas that that I work hard at, and starting, you know, after this one's over, and and we look for people that we can get. A lot of these aren't necessarily household names, but I would, you know, there's a place in Ann Arbor called The Ark, for instance, that just does some wonderful programming. And I can tell you that you could say, well, gee, I've never heard of those people, or I think I've kind of heard of those people. But if you go to those shows, you will be absolutely astounded at the quality and the work that these people actually, you know, the music that they actually put out.
Right.
And the bottom line is, you know, you can have your Beyoncés and the big, you know, the big marketing machines, and they get hot and they get on a roll. And a lot of these other people, there's so much great entertainment out there that we're just really pleased to bring some of it. One of which is Roof Records has, we have Joanna Shaw Taylor. She's out of, she's a British gal.
Yeah.
She actually played for the Queen's, they have, you know, annual something. They had her up in Angel Wings, and she was playing with REM, Annie Lennox from REM.
Yeah.
You can go on to the YouTube and see her right now. She's got a great gritty blues voice, an incredible guitar. Bart Walker is in with Joanna, and so that's going to be a really special evening. We've got another great band, Eric Steckel. We think he could be another Joe Bonamassa. And those that, you know, Joe, Joe's at the top of the heap right now.
Yeah.
I mean, it's been amazing. I know my friend Doc West loved Joe when he was 12 and playing at Pierre's.
Yeah.
And we actually had Joe 6 years ago.
Oh, great.
And Joe has been number one albums, you know, on the blues charts now for like almost every time he puts one out.
Sure.
So that was a real thrill for us to do that. And we've had some of the other great legends. Kelly Ritchie is our opener Thursday night, a female guitarist.
Yep.
Logged over 800,000 miles in her career. And all I can say is my jaw drops when
she's
I see
fantastic.
This lady play.
She's really, really great. Yeah, she's great. I'm looking at this Royal Southern Brotherhood. Who are these guys?
Royal Southern Brotherhood, really a neat group. Devin Allman, that's Greg Allman's son.
Oh, fantastic.
And he's a really neat guy, and I've seen some things on him. I mean, he's just a real salt of the earth kind of guy.
Sure.
One of the guys with him is Cyril Neville from the Neville Brothers, who's a Grammy Award winner. He's got just another cool voice that blends in with Mike Zito, who got Blues Musician of the Year in the International Blues Society Challenge. Just an incredible guitarist, another great voice as well. And then we've got Yonrico Scott, who used to be in the Derek Trucks band.
This is an
incredible powerhouse lineup, and the musicians are like, gosh, Mark, you know, well, how'd this happen? And I'm like, well, you know, routing's a big thing.
Yeah.
We work with the WC Handy. We don't work with them, but they're only 4 hours away.
Right.
So they do a great festival down in Kentucky, in Henderson, Kentucky. And so we certainly check what they're doing and say, hey, we see your artist is only 4 hours away. Let's talk.
Right.
You know, or vice versa. And I think they do that. And
We do need to take a quick break here, but we'll continue the conversation about blues, brews, and barbecue with Mark Chappius. In the meantime, we hope you get in touch with us. You can always post on our Facebook page, facebook.com/MiddayMatters. Tweet us at Midday Matters or send us an email, middaymatters@nipr.fm. Stay with us. Conversation continues in 3 minutes.
On Fresh Air, you'll hear conversations that you won't hear anywhere else.
Do you understand love?
Well, I understand caring. See, most of my relationships are more intellect, and to me, love is caring.
Posing questions to fascinating people like Temple Grandin and giving them the time to answer on Fresh Air.
Fresh Air, weekdays at 1 on WBOI.
If your doctor scans your genome and finds disturbing mutations, do you have the right not to know? Does she have an obligation to tell you? I'm Ira Flatow. Join me on Science Friday as we look ahead to hard choices affecting you and your kids. Plus, building tornado-proof homes. It's all on Science Friday from NPR. Every Friday afternoon at 2 on Northeast Indiana Public Radio, WBOI.
Author Judy Blume amassed adoring fans with stories about real kids and their families.
I think that all those kids who grew up on my books think that I must have been the world's greatest parent, and of course I wasn't. I was as imperfect as any parent.
Judy Blume talks about parenting, writing, and her first movie adaptation today on All Things Considered from NPR News.
This afternoon at 4 here on WBOI.
Last week on Car Talk, once again, we were brilliant.
Absolutely brilliant.
And I think you have a bad oxygen sensor.
Bad oxygen sensor?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that would cause that light to go on?
No.
For more clear and concise car advice, join us this week for Car Talk, Saturday and Sunday at 10 on WBOI, Northeast Indiana Public Radio.
Enjoy great wines and a gourmet 7-course meal at the 2nd Annual Picked by the Pros Wine Dinner, Friday, June 21st at the Bergstaff Place, presented by O'Daniel Audi Porsche. Tickets are $125 per person or $800 for a table of 8. Purchase online at nipr.fm or call WBOI at 452-1189.
10 minutes before the top of the hour, 1 o'clock. It's Midday Matters Art-Centric on WBOI. I'm Sean Beter, along with Julia Meek, and we're talking blues, brews, and barbecue. We're talking, yes, Rib Fest with Mark Chapius. Mark, thanks very much for being with us. Julia, you're having an awful lot of fun over there.
I am. And yeah, when you put those three B's together, how can we miss it? But some pretty interesting statistics. I know that you mentioned there's over 20 tons of incredible barbecue consumed during a festival, which is pretty impressive. Also, upwards of 40,000 rib feasters. And how many do you reckon each year as you grow and go along are repeat customers, new people, in-towners, out-of-towners?
Well, we certainly know we have an awful lot of repeats, just because they have a great experience with the barbecue. And so with it being a four-day festival, free every day until 5:30 and then free all day on Father's Day this year, we've seen an awful lot of people tell us that, wow, this has been a really great way and something a little different, you know, to come down to the park for Father's Day. So as opposed to, you know, it's very traditional, I think, to grill out or cook out mm-hmm. on Father's Day. Sometimes poor dad gets stuck doing that. Other times the dad is a barbecue fanatic, so he likes to show his wares. But really kind of a neat way to go. We know we also get people from as far away. Last year we had a entertainer by the name of Dana Fuchs, who played in some great Sony motion pictures and was on Off-Broadway in a Janis Joplin play. And people called and said they were coming from Montana for that. Mm-hmm. And it's like, really, Montana? Okay, mm-hmm. great. And she signed autographs till 1:30 in the morning, put on a phenomenal show. We have people call from Canada last year that were coming down, people from the West Coast. I mean, it just absolutely is astounding to me to see that. And I think maybe part of it's a good old Martha Stewart Living Magazine had us posted as one of the top 10 rib fests in the nation a few years back.
Yeah, wow.
So
yep.
All of a sudden,
congratulations on that.
Well, we'll take it and we're proud of it. And I think that helps, you know, people when they're looking for, you know, an easy trip, Julia, like you said, you know, here we got the gas the way it is, but we see lots of people from Angola. We see people from Huntington. We see people from Arcola. I mean, all around, really. And I think in a lot of the smaller communities, if they have their small, you know, their own festival, that's a great weekend for them, but they don't have a lot of other recreational outlets. So here's one that's, you know, family friendly and an opportunity to come down into Fort Wayne. You know, the downtown area, I think, has gotten so greatly cleaned up and enhanced, and, you know, the Martin Luther King Bridge and just some of the things that have been going on. I think we've got a real special downtown to be very proud of. And it makes us as the Rib Fest committee pretty happy that we know we can get that we see these many people from outside, you know, 60 miles, 90 miles or West Coast or whatever.
Yeah. And where I think where else can you, this is such a unique festival in the sense that you have, you know, you can go to one place and taste the food of all of these chefs, many of whom have been featured on television. There's really nothing else that quite compares to that, I don't think.
Yeah, and a lot of times you know, I get some of my friends or other people that I see out, they give me a hard time. They say, you know, Mark, I gained 4 pounds.
Because yeah, right.
What they do is they literally will come down for lunch and then they stop back after work and then they come back another day or two. And, you know, and by the end of the weekend, that's a real possibility to gain that kind of weight.
Sure, sure. Well, it occurs to me, too, that in the past this has occurred that a local boy or girl, depending on who it is, has come in here and walked away with an award or something, right? I mean, some of the local people have been voted.
Yeah, you know, we had Bruce Marshall that had was one of the local guys a few years ago, and unfortunately Bruce has passed away.
Right.
And Dickie's Wild Hair actually, I believe, brought on some of his relatives and in the process was able to procure his winning recipe that beat all the national guys that year.
Yeah.
And that was our celebrity judging. I mean, sometimes the people's judging, we see that sometimes they like to root for the local guy, so
anyways,
to speak.
Yeah,
and
right.
So you'll see them take away a People's Choice Award, which is not as uncommon. But mm-hmm. for the local guy to beat the big guys, that's pretty unheard of.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Quite a tribute to Bruce and what he was able to do.
Yeah, right, right.
I, of course, think it's interesting. You do have the three big B's included, the Blues, Brews, and Barbecue. Folks don't have to like all three. That's another nice thing about this festival. Non-drinkers can have a lot of fun at this festival, and vegetarians probably can too.
Yeah, they sure can. And actually, we've had numerous times we've had vegetarians. Many times some of our band people are a little more particular about what they want, but... Now, most of it's kind of barbecued or grilled, you know, like vegetable medleys, mm-hmm. Portobello mushrooms on the grill,
sure.
with a nice marinade sauce of that type. We've got a guy that does really great cheese curds, and, you know, Mike's Cheese Shack, and,
yep.
you know, he's passionate about the cheese that he sells. I mean, and he tells me about it every year. You know, well, there's other guys out there, but Mark, this is what I do, and this is where I go, and this is how I, you know, make my product stand out.
Yeah, that's fantastic. You know, it's like I was saying the same thing to Sarah before. It's like when you launch these festivals, you know, certainly we've seen some that haven't quite caught on, and here we are 16 years later. I mean, obviously your hope when you started this was that it would be a venerable Fort Wayne festival, but you weren't sure probably if it was going to do that or not, and here we are. I mean, there are times you just kind of shake your head and go, I can't believe.
Well, there really is, and you know, when we did the first one, my kids were kind of in strollers and stuff, and now it's like, well, Dad, you know, why don't you do this, and why don't you get this music
right.
in there?
They've got all kinds of opinions about it.
Right, so who knows, and, you know, at some point it'll evolve, and we'll have additional, you know, board people and volunteers that we depend on to, you know, to make this thing all work so well.
Right, right.
Like it or not, and my mouth's watering, I know that, but let's give us a one-minute recap and tell folks exactly what they need to know about this year's Rib Fest.
When, where?
Yeah, you know, downtown at Headwaters Park, what a great venue, and it's June 13th to the 16th. It's
Thursday night, next Thursday.
Next Thursday, yeah. Yep, and it's free every day again. You know, till 5:30, and then free all day on Sunday. We do charge anywhere, you know, from $4 to $8 for students or adults, and then there's discount coupons in our Ribfest guide. You pick them up at Cap and Cork or Lassus Handy Dandy. They're great, you know, hometown corporations that have helped support us and promote us over the years, and get your discount coupons in there, and come on down and, you know, have a great time. I'm sure that with the weather again, hopefully this will hold for another week, and everybody will have a great time.
Absolutely.
Mark Chappius tells it like it is. B-B-B barbecue.
Mark, we appreciate you being with us this week. Steve Penhallow, we appreciate you.
I appreciate you,
well.
Sean. I really do. In more ways than I really want to talk about on the air. No, yeah. No.
And Julia, thanks for letting me ride shotgun on this program. I'm Sean Beter, and this is Northeast Indiana Public Radio, broadcasting from the Madge Rothschild Studios at 89.1 FM HD Channel 1 and online at nipr.fm. This is WBO. Y Fort Wayne and WBKE North Manchester, a service of Manchester University. Stay with us. Fresh Air with your host, Terry Gross, is coming up next. It's 1 o'clock. Have a great weekend.